2023, and there's big news for IST. A closed warning letter, a new product launch, and a 10-year anniversary. One Tray IST has a lot to celebrate this year. One Tray's 2006 cleared 48-hour storage claim was acknowledged by the FDA, and the company is pushing forward, offering the total solution for reprocessing. One Tray maximizes reprocessing time. EasyTrax adds flexibility with instrument organization, and their upcoming product, One Cart, a sealed case cart with a smaller footprint and a perfect option for offsite sterilization, completes the total solution. Experience a year of efficiency with One Tray. For more information on the closure of the warning letter, visit onetray.com/FDA warning letter. That's onetray.com/FDA warning letter. Otherwise, you can reach out to the company by calling 937-619-0138 or visit onetray.com/contact.
This Beyond Clean Articles on the Go feature is titled, Become a Triple Threat Sterile Processing Leader, What Your Teams Need and Your Bosses Want. Written by Hank Balch, founder and president of Beyond Clean. I thought the day would never end. It was already 3 p.m, and I'd been bouncing around from meeting to meeting all day, stealing precious moments in the hallway to coordinate final plans for the upcoming staff meeting by texting my manager. How do they expect us to get anything done around here? I whispered to the OR director as I sat back down in the packed conference room. A knowing glance was all he gave in reply. As the presentation continued, I was fighting the urge to ignore the speaker and think about the other 20 things I needed to get done today so that tomorrow would go smoothly. Zimmer, I scribbled on my notepad, trying to act like I was taking notes. Actually, I wanted to remember that it's been 3 days since their case, and they still hadn't picked up their loaner trays from the outgoing loaner cart. There will be days in the life of every sterile processing professional when you feel like you've missed out on opportunities to really push your department forward. Whether you're a technician who planned to finally master that new skull-based instrument tray, a manager who had hoped to complete the PowerPoint for tomorrow's physician meeting, or a director who had 10 emails to respond to, but also 5 fires to put out, days have a way of escaping us without always giving us the satisfaction of checking off our to-do list. The question is, what's the true priority? What does your team need from you in your current role, and what should your boss expect? How you answer these questions has everything to do with how prepared you will be to dominate your next interview for a leadership role, or how successful you'll be in your current position. You can distill the answer to these questions into 3 basic layers of effective sterile processing leadership. And, in order to excel, you will need them all. Let's discuss them in order. 1. Technical. This first layer of leadership is the foundation for all the rest. Technical know-how. There are no effective SPD leaders in the industry who do not understand the basic technical functions of their department. For frontline leaders such as team leads, supervisors, coordinators, and high-performing techs, this is the priority leadership function you should be providing to your team. Excelling here means becoming the department resource for instrument IFU questions, instrument tracking troubleshooting, care of reprocessing equipment and tools, department workflow, preference card interpretation, knowledge of both official and unofficial instrument storage locations, etc. There is a near endless supply of things to know, and at this level, you should always be pushing yourself to know more. Be the sponge, and it won't be long until others treat you like a leader. 2. Relational. As you move up a level to supervisor and manager positions, the second layer of effective SPD leadership must take into account relational responsibilities. Take note that this next level is not supplanting technical know-how, it's merely building on top of it. This relational level is where many new department leaders are set up to fail. While they may have been the department experts in workflow, instrument knowledge, and documentation requirements, that does not mean they understand or can handle the relational side of higher-level leadership. Supervisors and managers deal with people just as much, if not more, than they deal with processes. So, To excel here, you must intentionally cultivate strong relationships both with your staff, among your staff, and with other department leaders. If you buy into the theory that they don't have to like me as long as they respect me, you will fail. It's true, some people won't like you no matter what. But if no one likes you, it won't be long until you realize no one respects you either. Make it your priority to build strong relationships at this level, and you'll be in a good position to move on to the next. 3. Political. The final aspect of this tri-level leadership model is political. Now, I know politics has become a dirty word in our day and age, but let's set that connotation aside for a moment and focus on what it means in our world. Once you step into a manager or director role in sterile processing, you become a de facto SPD expert in your facility. You'll be attending meetings with CNOs, COOs, OR directors, and a host of other folks who have a general idea of what you do, but very little idea of how your team actually does it. This means your primary responsibility at this level is to advocate for best practices, build coalitions with like-minded facility leaders, and set the broader agenda for your other department leaders. Unsurprisingly, for this political focus to be successful, it needs strong relationships, layer number 2, and technical expertise, layer number 1. The CEO may not know how to run a sterilizer, but he usually knows when you don't know what you're talking about. When you need the OR director's support in confronting a grumpy surgeon, you're going to wish you wouldn't have strained your relationship by sending that snarky email to them last week. At this political level, you must be intentional about knowing how much cultural capital you have and knowing when to spend it for the good of your team. To become an effective SPD leader, you must come to terms with these 3 levels of leadership, understand how they apply to where you are, and realize how they can take you to where you want to be. Some of the best frontline technicians I've ever known excelled because they knew how important relationships were to doing their job well. Some of the best supervisors and managers I've seen were intentional about reaching out to other department leaders and collaborating on mutually beneficial projects. Some of the most boring meetings I've ever been in have borne the greatest fruit because I was present to insist upon following industry best practices. Excellent SPD leadership cannot be one-dimensional. To overcome the danger of professional mediocrity, you must become a triple-threat sterile processing leader, one who knows the job, knows their people, and knows how to work within the system. Here's to growth, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.